Good morning, Dean. I guess it's no surprise that anyone who didn't see The Crown is watching it now, huh?
Yeah, everybody's really curious. Netflix is reporting that viewership since Queen Elizabeth passed away last week is up 800% on The Crown. People are going to it like crazy to see what all the talk is of this Queen Elizabeth. Is that her name? New season is supposed to be starting in November. If you are a fan of The Crown or just recently introduced to it, you have till November to get caught up until new episodes come out. But also Helen Mirren's The Queen, the movie for in which she played Queen Elizabeth and won an Oscar for it, that is also streaming up a storm right now. And there's a TV docudrama, several episodes, that's also called The Queen, streaming like crazy. I have not seen this yet. I've only seen descriptions of a documentary that's called Elizabeth, the Unseen Queen. And it's an hour long, and it features previously unseen home movies and video of the royal family. So, you know, it could be some new insights.
Where's that one?
That one is, it is streaming. And I'll tell you after the break, because I don't have it written.
Okay, because I think that's one of the few royal family shows and documentaries I have not seen.
Yeah, I wonder if it's like everybody else's home movies, and where like Uncle Jimmy was with that old home, the home movie camera with the gigantic light bar on it that blinded you. And stupid movies before everybody was doing videos with their phones, those early videos. I'm hoping it's something like that.
Yeah, might be. You never know. A lot of shots of the dogs, probably. Yeah. But we'll check it out. And this is intriguing. Tell us about this.
By the way, the Unseen Queen is on Apple TV Plus.
Apple TV Plus?
Yeah.
Okay.
Documentary Apple TV Plus.
Some lost Beatles footage has been discovered.
Oh, I knew you were going to be interested in this.
Yeah.
This was really interesting. I haven't seen all of it yet, but there is some long-lost footage of that was taken when the Beatles were making their Magical Mystery Tour movie from back in 1967. There are lots of shots of the band back in the day with their wives and their kids, and like uncut scenes from the movie. Apparently, there was just some guy who was working on the movie who, shot film. And, he had this footage all of these years, and his daughter found it, and now is going to auction it off. They're saying the estimated value is $3,500 to $6,000. Doesn't it seem like that would be worth a lot more money?
Yeah, it does. That seems low.
That seems kind of cheap. Bob and I can chip in. And
I'd like to see it, but yeah. I don't know about that.
Am I paying $6,000 for it? Okay. All right.
So it sounds like Ryan Reynolds has done a Katie Couric here, hasn't he?
That's exactly. Ryan Reynolds, and also the actor from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Rob McElhenney, they are working on a bunch of projects together. But what they did was team up with the Colorectal Cancer Alliance for a new initiative that they have that is very cleverly titled Lead From Behind, encouraging people to go and get their colonoscopy.
Subtle. Subtle.
Yeah, subtle. Right. So Ryan Reynolds, who is now 46 years old, went and got his first colonoscopy and took a camera crew along with, not for the actual procedure itself, but for the before and after. And the video that they released show Ryan Reynolds, talking to the doctor, getting ready for the procedure. And then the doctor revealing to him that they did find a subtle polyp that they were able to remove and take care of very easily. For Rob McElhenney, they found three small polyps in his colonoscopy, also removed and found early enough, which it wasn't an issue. And both of the actors said the only reason that they chose to share something so personal was they want everybody who is over the age of 45 to go and get their screenings, their colonoscopies, because, man, it can make a world of difference.
Anything to encourage that and remind folks it's no big deal. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I never thought it was a big deal. I've had a few, and, you know, it's the drinking of all that stuff before you start.
Now they've made it easier. Now
it's a lot easier. It's really, it's not that big of a deal anymore.
Yeah, and I think I've mentioned this before. The drug often used when you get that Versed, which is an amnesiac, it's very lovely. You go right to sleep. Oh, yeah. It's kind of a natural high.
Yeah.
And when I had mine, as soon as I woke up, I asked the doctor to give me another one. That's
all
right. That's how wonderful it was.
Okay, Elvis, settle down there.
We'll get to what's new on the stream and more with Dean Richards.
Bob Surratt.
That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Dean has celebrity stuff for sale. Let's start with Dolly Parton, Dean.
Yes, Dolly Parton is getting rid of some of the memorabilia that can be found in her home and also in on her movie sets. She's donating things from some of her Christmas movie, not donating, but she's putting up for sale some of this items that super fans will want to go to, and all the proceeds are going to go to charities that she is very much involved in. The other piece of sale that we've got for you today is celebrity real estate. I love my celebrity real estate. This time it is the former home of Carrie Fisher and her mom, Debbie Reynolds. That has been put on the market. It's 44 acres, located in Creston, California, which I'm told is halfway between L.A. and San Francisco. 7,800 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 7 baths, a sound studio, a barn, swimming pool, a geothermal heating system, and also solar power. Asking price, Bob, is only $2.9 million.
That seems low.
You know, for, I guess, a property in that area, I guess.
Yeah, and all of that.
You know, when you've got your geothermal heat.
Yeah, solar panels.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you got that whole thing there.
What's on your list of things to watch?
We've got a lot of returning things this week, like Handmaid's Tale, which is now streaming their 5th season. It deals with the aftermath of a killing that sent Elizabeth Moss's character on the run. We've got the return of Donald Glover's acclaimed series Atlanta, returning for its final season on Hulu, and all kinds of kind of supernatural movies and series. For example, one called Vampire Academy. It is a prep school for teenage vampires, and that is on Peacock starting tomorrow. Fred Armisen returns for season 2 of his comedy series called Los Espookies. It's a group of ragtag paranormal investigators. There's the young adult series Fate the Winx Saga, season 2, teenagers with magical powers at a high school. That's on Netflix starting on Friday. Also new this week, and sounds like a scary offering, it's Naomi Watts in a movie on Amazon Prime called Goodnight Mommy. Two young kids return to their mom's home, begin to suspect that something is wrong when a woman covered in bandages appears in the home. That's always a good sign that something is wrong in the house when you see someone covered in bandages. Netflix has an offering called Due Revenge, a twist on Hitchcock's Strangers on the Train. There is an interesting feature on Netflix starting on Friday called I Used to Be Famous, a feature it's about a former pop star who strikes up a musical collaboration with an autistic child who has a real talent and a real ear for music. And for documentaries this week, there is one on Netflix about a mother who falls under the spell of a cult leader accused of murdering her two children. It's called Sins of Our Mother, which is streaming now. Just the other day, I watched a new documentary. It's not out till next week, but I was just so moved by it, called Sydney. It's a documentary about the life and career of Sidney Poitier, produced by Oprah Winfrey, and it's beautifully made. And what a life, what a career, what a guy. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you much more about Sidney. That's not going to be out on Apple TV Plus until next week.
That should be good. I'm finally watching Dope Sick. Boy, that is great.
Oh, my gosh. The Michael, he just won an Emmy Award. Michael Keaton just won an Emmy Award for it.
Yeah, really, really interesting. So you've got something for the football season that you're going to be cooking on TV.
Yeah, right? You know, we're in tailgating season, so I thought we would do a few tailgating recipes. We've got a bunch of different ones, but the one that I'm most looking forward to showing you today, you've had lobster rolls before, right?
I love lobster rolls.
Oh, they're delicious.
They only cost about $83, too.
Well, I've got the price down to about $63.
Good.
By changing it to shrimp rolls, where I grill up the shrimp, use pretty much the same kind of spices and things. So it has a very lobster roll kind of feel to it all. Goes on the same kind of buttered roll. They're delicious and so easy to do for tailgating. It's all things that you can do ahead of time. Or, you know, if you've got one of these little portable grills, Weber has a little grill that literally folds up and goes in the back of my car. That's how small it folds down to. Hmm. And it's called the Weber Traveler. And, you know, you can cook up anything you want on that. So that's one of the recipes that I will be doing today. The burn factor is high. I could set myself on fire with this new grill.
You could choke on a shell, too.
I could choke on a shrimp.
That's why we watch.
In theory, I've cut them all the shells off. Oh. But, you know, maybe I forgot one. That's how it gets you. So tune in about 9:35 on TV this morning.
Thank you, Dean.